Oh, hey there, listeners. I'd like to talk to you today about ASMR. You know what ASMR is? Specifically, it stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And if you're wondering why I'm speaking like this, it's because it's kind of a vibe. In fact, ASMR is sometimes quieter. There's whispering, there's brushing, tapping, other repetitive movements. And this is an entire genre. I'm going to change my voice a little bit now to be more like what you're used to. But today, in fact, we are going to talk about creating and monetizing ASMR content. It is a genre. It is millions of views on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, elsewhere. People are really, really into it. And we're going to hear today from a listener in Vancouver, Canada, who's interested in starting a unique side hustle by creating ASMR content, but she isn't sure where to begin. So let's talk about it. What is it? Why is this genre especially popular on YouTube and elsewhere, where people watch or listen to ASMR videos to unwind, to reduce anxiety, or help them fall asleep? And how, in fact, might a content creator succeed with this genre? I love the question. I love the idea to look at something new. So after this thank you to our sponsor, we're going to hear from Mia.
Hi, this is Mia from Vancouver, Canada. I've been exploring different side hustle ideas, and I'm really intrigued by the idea of creating ASMR content. I've noticed there is a big audience for it online, but I'm not sure how to get started or what it takes to be successful. How can someone break into ASMR content creation and build an audience? What equipment do I need, and what would you do first? Thank you so much for the show and all your books.
Mia, I love this topic. I don't think we've ever looked at it in all of the years of the podcast. And ASMR content has exploded in popularity over the past few years. That's probably why in the beginning of Side Hustle School, I didn't know anything at all about it. So for creators like Mia who want to connect with audiences seeking relaxation, sleep aid, and sensory enjoyment, what might you do? What might the first steps be to creating ASMR content as a side hustle? So first thing is to understand the audience. Now, a lot of people think this is strange. A lot of people don't get it. So you want to make sure you understand why ASMR is appealing to the right audience. So I would spend some time watching popular creators on YouTube and TikTok. Pay attention to what types of sounds and styles are popular, whispering, tapping, role playing, and then identify a unique angle. Like, why is your content going to be a little bit different? Maybe you have a soothing voice, or you're good at creating specific sounds, or you want to go into a topic or subgenre within the field of ASMR that is not widely covered. So that's going to help you. And then second, get the right equipment. So you definitely need some good audio quality for ASMR. Invest in a nice microphone. You don't have to spend a ton. The Blue Yeti is one of our basic recommendations. Doesn't cost a ton, but it'll sound nice. You can spend more, but start with that. Create a quiet, controlled environment. Do some soundproofing or sound dampening. Also, even though audio is the most important aspect, visuals also matter. So you want good lighting and a decent camera to help enhance your videos, especially if you're doing any kind of visual triggers like hand movements or role play. So then you create and edit some content, you plan the videos, you use editing software, it can be free or low cost, and you start posting these videos. Long term, to be successful, you want to grow your audience, cross-promote, engage with your community, respond to comments, and then as the audience grows, you'll be able to qualify for YouTube ad revenue. You might be able to start a Patreon or some kind of membership. There might be affiliate marketing opportunities. Like, that's where the monetization comes in, but you need to focus much more of your effort on building the audience, because if you have the audience, the monetization is a lot easier than just saying, oh, I want to do this, but I have no audience. I think it's a really fun field. It's interesting to learn about. Even though a lot of people have been doing it for a few years now, more and more people are learning about it. So there's still, I think, a big audience to come that can support creators that have not yet debuted. Mia, wishing you well. Let us know how it goes. I'm going to bring my voice down a little bit now since we're signing off. Listeners, thank you for being part of Side Hustle School all these years, or just recently. If you've joined recently, that's good too. SideHustleSchool.com/questions for notes, resources, and more. And of course, much more is to come. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.